Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
She said, "Doing this made me my own God." We're going to be talking about this situation and the incredible transformation of this young woman on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Chloe Cole has gone through a lot of really serious issues. I mean, she was, I think, 11 when she started questioning her gender, and her parents, they went to counselors, doctors, who encouraged them, well, she just needs to identify as a male. And that put her on the road of destruction, so to speak, and then eventually getting her breast removed and getting on the hormones and all the tragic stuff that they're doing to kids now. And then she had an awakening and realized that wasn't the answer for her.
Yeah, these trans pushing doctors talked 13-year-old Chloe Cole's parents, frankly intimidated them, scared them into pursuing this path of irreversible chemical and surgical gender rejection procedures. And it almost destroyed her.
They told her, "Do you want a dead daughter or a live son?"
Yeah.
What
meaning
a thing to
that
tell
if
parents.
You don't follow our advice, i.e. puberty blockers, cross sex, opposite sex hormones, and then mutilating surgery, she's going to die.
Why on earth
would
you tell parents
we can
that?
Quote change her into a male, which you can't do. That's the lie that they presented, and then she'll be okay. So out of fear and not knowing anything else, that's what they did, unfortunately.
And made a lot of money off of it. And then when she came back with issues, they wouldn't talk to her.
Yeah, they cited some statistics by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, or WPATH. But we now know that those statistics, and we've known them for a while, have been proven falsified to fit WPATH and Joe Biden's former Assistant Secretary of Health. Dr. Richard slash, quote, Rachel, close quote, Levine's personal political motivations. Chloe's parents did not know that then. They were terrified of the doctor's threats that their daughter would kill herself if they were not allowed to decimate Chloe's body. So her parents consented to the demands. And doctors at Kaiser Permanente put Chloe on puberty suppressants and cross-sex hormones at age 13, 2 years later. Doctor sliced Chloe's healthy breast from her then 15-year-old body. She says, quote, "As I grew up and I was trying to find something to believe in every day, I was trying to find a purpose," Chloe said. "I was trying to find something to live for and something greater to aspire to. I was looking for role models and something to believe in. And eventually, it was transgenderism and the transgender community that fulfilled all that for me. It swooped me in and took me into its clutches. It basically made me my own God. It gave me a false idol to look to." That's Chloe Cole.
That's true. That's true. It makes you your own God in your own eyes.
She,
you can do anything.
Then, yeah. And that's the essence of, you know, abortion, which we're going to be National Sanctity of Human Life is tomorrow, where you take a human life created in God's image, in a human being that's innocent, that should be protected in the womb, and now you destroy it. That's exactly what you have here. Someone who's already born, they bypassed, they're one of the fortunate ones who didn't get aborted, and now you're creating them in your own image because you're actually rebelling against how God created that person or you. And you're saying that God made a mistake. He put me in the wrong body. Well, God doesn't make mistakes like that.
It's like you're looking in his face and saying, "Well, you made a mistake. I'm going to take over now." You know?
Well, you know, Chloe says over the course of time, she realized, quote, "It was not actually making me happy, that it was actually tearing down my life in most every single way, from the physical health to my emotional and spiritual health." At 16, now with a deeper voice and masculine jawline, and surgically flattened chest. She turned to illicit drugs to soothe her angst. In a moment of clarity, however, Chloe heard a voice telling her that she was lying to herself and that she cannot be a boy. The moment that that happened, she said, changed everything.
We know whose voice that was.
And we know. Chloe asked her parents then to find her a doctor, to fire her counselors, her, quote, transgender-affirming, close quote, counselor, and instead find a Christian counselor, which is not easy in California. Remember, in California, this is why we're fighting these laws that ban change counsel, because California, back in 2012, before Chloe actually engaged in this route, passed a law that says counselors cannot provide that kind of counsel to overcome these unwanted, confused behaviors and thoughts, that they can only affirm somebody and push them in the wrong direction, like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. They can't do anything to contrary to that. So,
and the medical doctors, too, let me just add, she was having physical issues with her chest, that issue and all that, and she's reaching out to these doctors that did all this to her, and they just went silent, crickets.
Yeah, so here we have, if you look at the sequence, is 2012, California passes the law to ban change counsel. So it is about 5 or 6 years later that Chloe Cole now is at the age of 11, and she starts having these issues that she's dealing with. Now, some of that is from totally unrelated issues that she's dealing with as she's growing up. And she then goes online. She gets connected to the so-called LGBTQ, so-called trans community. They kind of embrace her. And then she buys into the lie that she could actually fix all these things that are harming her by actually trying to, quote, transition, that language that they use. And so the mother took her to a counselor. Counselor said puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries will fix the problem that way. You were just born in the wrong body. You're not a girl. You're a boy, and that's why you're having this struggle. So she follows that advice. Why? Because there was no other contrary information counsel available, because California had banned it. We had litigated it. Liberty Counsel litigated it and was the first to litigate that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court didn't take the case. Then New Jersey came online. We litigated that. The Supreme Court didn't take the case. We continued to present these cases in other places in the country, and eventually won 2 cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals out of Florida. And those cases, those wins, actually set up the conflict for a subsequent case out of Colorado that went the other way for the Supreme Court to take the case, and now they've heard oral arguments. We filed briefs on it. We'll have a decision by the end of June, so that I pray that the Supreme Court comes down the right way, strikes down all these laws that ban change counsel and frees up counselors and protects clients and families like Chloe. So Chloe, when she started to go to counselors, the law was banning a contrary viewpoint. So that's how she gets all this other nonsense. And when she heard this voice, after she goes through the medication and the surgery, now she hears this voice saying, Chloe, you're lying to yourself about being a boy.
Well, you know, just like God, who uses all things for those who love him for his good, you know, she said children are being raised with a massive God-shaped hole in their lives, which is true about all of us. We have a God-shaped hole in our lives. She said transgenderism is spiritual sickness. Oh, she can preach.
It's an
endless ladder of climbing the next rung, of searching for the next high. Well, now her eyes and her heart have been opened to realize when you climb that ladder seeking God, he is there to give you hope. And that's what she has found.
Yeah, and so, you know, when she told her parents, fire that counselor, get me a Christian counselor, though they were largely agnostic, that is her parents, they followed her request and they got a Christian counselor. Not an easy thing to do back then in California because it was illegal. And that counseling saved Chloe's life. Now 21, she's embraced her femininity. She now finds her identity and worth in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and she has completely become transformed. Now, her body's still mutilated from the surgery that happened, and she is an amazing voice for change and for protecting these young people from this kind of lie.
And she's a beautiful young woman.
Beautiful young woman who's been transformed by Jesus Christ. She now realizes her identity is in Jesus, and it really doesn't matter about anything else. That's her identity in Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for these cases before the United States Supreme Court and our representation in our fight to make sure that these laws are struck down all over the nation. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.